Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today's overtime is, why is delegating so difficult?
Right, and true confession, we both find it challenging to delegate.
Yeah, I mean, I say everything that my client says. My clients always say to me, oh, I could just do it faster than teaching somebody. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I use that excuse a lot too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of problems with it.
Yeah. Well, you used to have a great saying, Kathy, when we were working with business owners, that to grow a business, you have to go from doing to delegating.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think the thing that's interesting is that the delegating, the toughest part of it is relinquishing control.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That you're used to having things done a certain way, mm-hmm. Or the timing of something being a certain timing, or the way something looks should look a certain way. And so then you delegate and someone does it differently. It's very challenging.
It's really difficult. And, you know, even if they doing it differently is better.
Yeah.
It still can be sometimes. Actually, I don't mind if someone does it better. That's great. But I usually find they don't. But that may not be. Well, maybe it only bothers me when it's not done fast enough, or it's not done the right way. And I mean, you know, so many of you don't know this, but I broke my wrist on my hands in a cast. So I have to ask everyone to do everything for me now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And this is really difficult. So it's not even business. It's just, you know, can you open the door?
Right.
Pour the coffee, you know, just simple things. And what's interesting that I've learned is that many of the things I've been asking for help in are repetitive. They're repetitive.
Yeah,
like they could happen every day. Like if you make the bed every day, you got to get your coffee every day.
Yeah.
But yet I have to keep asking.
Ooh, that's a big part of why delegating is difficult.
It's not a one-time ask. It's like, if I can't open the door on Monday, I probably can't open it on Tuesday for a couple of weeks now.
But
so
you know what's so interesting?
Why do I have to ask?
Well, that's so funny you say that, because in our supervisory shoulds, we say that most managers think I should only have to say it once.
That's right. It's my should.
It's your should.
It's a should.
You could put up signs from here on until I tell you otherwise.
Yep. Water open the door. Plants.
So my big problem with the delegating is that it's not done the way that I do it.
Mm.
And I was thinking of examples, and I'm so grateful to my husband, who will, for example, if I come later home, which I often do, he'll feed the dog.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he feeds her the wrong way.
What does that mean? How do you feed Daisy the wrong way?
Well, he takes huge globs of dog food, puts them on the plate, and then she eats like, you know, a teeny bit of it.
Oh, but you chop it up?
I do. Oh, whatever. I spoil her.
Yes.
You know, I do little pieces of meat in it and whatever.
But she likes the way you do it.
She does. So. However, she eats some of what he gives her. But I don't like it because it's not my way, and it looks messy to me, and it's wasting dog food, that ever very precious commodity. The other thing that he'll do that I'm so grateful for when it happens, but then I have issues with, is like he'll put away all the dishes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they're everywhere.
They're in the wrong place?
Well, in my mind, they're in the wrong place, but you could argue that they're in the place that makes sense.
No, they're in the wrong place. Because that's what's happening for me too. I saw something today that was in the closet with the glasses that was like a little sushi thing, you know, it belonged with the other sushi things in the cabinet. It didn't belong with the glass. So yeah. So
going back to management or working with people, what the choice then is, either you say it's faster if I do it myself, or it's better if I do it myself, or it's easier if I do it myself, or you delegate and they do it, let's say, what you think is the wrong way, and you say, would you please next time do blah? I mean, that's what managers do, is they take it back
mm-hmm.
and then fix it themselves.
Well, yes. And I actually have to say that employee-wise, when I do that, it works. At home, it's a different story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it doesn't go over as well. Whereas at work...
Maybe you have different standards at home.
Right. No, I just think that it's expected at work, and it's not really expected at home. I think.
Yes.
You know, that kind of managing at that detail.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, but I think, so I know I've been laughing a lot and making it about my personal life, but I still think that for me, it's control.
Yes.
It's totally about control. You know, I want it done the way I want it done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for me, it can also be, though, value. You know, we talk about certain roles people play, like the hero, the caretaker, that kind of thing, the martyr. And I know that I can have a visceral reaction when someone says, well, let so-and-so do that. And I just think, wait a minute, you know, this, I'll be less important if I give this up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that, I don't know if anyone listening has that reaction to delegating, but I think sometimes that can be at stake, your sense of value.
I think that's
interesting.
Very real.
But I also don't like, I feel like, you know, it's sort of bitchy.
To delegate?
To delegate? Yeah, sometimes.
To have a sense of entitlement or
bossy
something?
Bossy or like you're, you know,
do this,
people
do that,
what to do.
That kind of thing.
Right. Well, you have to be very careful in the language that you're using when you're delegating also.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you have to say?
I don't know.
Would you please do this?
Would you please, right. I have a lot of a heavy workload and I know that you're so great at such and such.
Yeah.
Can I pass this off to you?
You're great at this. Kathy, right. You do that.
Yeah,
very
no,
good at that.
I don't think I'm that terrible. I mean, we don't have a large staff here, so I don't think I'm that terrible. But I definitely hesitate, and I mean, I've had large staffs, and I felt like I was barking all day long orders.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't have a large staff anymore. I decided I didn't like it.
Right.
So I have a lot of empathy for my clients. And the ones that are amazing managers, really good managers, boy, do I give them credit.
Yeah. Well, I think that one thing that's interesting is that the good managers also invest in some way. Well, first they find talent. They find the people who are able to kind of take something and run with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then they invest in that individual where they may either get extra training for them or give them special projects that are going to be exciting for that individual. It's sort of finding out what does the person that you're delegating to, what's important to them, what kinds of work are most interesting for them. And you can't always tailor it like that, but I think kind of having some of that in there can be helpful as you're delegating. And actually, I was going to say, Logan, for example, one of the things you do beautifully, you do many things beautifully, you do our podcast so well, but our PowerPoints.
Oh, yeah, you're
great.
Because
you've got
that.
Great visual skills.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy doing those.
I do, actually.
You do like
I
it.
I do, actually, because it's a way for me to be a little bit creative in finding the images and stuff like that.
Right.
I was going to ask, do you also kind of have to accept a little bit in the beginning, when you're learning how to delegate, that it is going to be a little bit more work for you
absolutely.
In the beginning and then before you slowly learn.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to check things and make sure there's no errors.
You have to check it. That's right. And if there are errors or mistakes, which naturally there will be initially because people don't know exactly what you want all the time.
Right.
Then you have to, instead of then taking it back, which I think is commonly done, right?
Mm-hmm,
you actually have to say, this is great. Can you make these changes?
Mm-hmm.
Bring it back to me when you're done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That I think is like, that's the second part of delegating.
Right.
Is giving it back to the individual when it's not perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
And not doing it yourself.
Yeah. But you're right.
I think it'll be quicker.
It's really interesting what you're saying about the time investment, because I think certainly in our experience, it's the managers who are most busy that in a funny way have the hardest time letting go because they're worried about the time investment it will take to get someone up to speed on these things that they can do very quickly and very automatically.
But that's just in the beginning. Right.
It's so
the goal, hopefully, over time is that you won't have to do all of this, and you'll just have right. So
that's
much
why
more.
Companies that have high turnover are exhausted from the beginning. You know, yeah, that onboarding of people. But you know, I think our clients that have very good onboarding do yes. the best.
Yes,
where like we have a client right now going through onboarding, and it looks like it's pretty extensive, and yeah. I think his learning curve is really good.
Yeah,
because the more you invest at the beginning, the better it is. It's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, still people get new projects or, you know, they get promoted. Right. There are still times where people have to learn their job.
Right. Yes.
We have a client right now learning a new job and he's exhausted. And he said, this is really good for me to remember every time I hire new people.
Right.
It's exhausting when
yes,
you get a
yes,
new job.
Yes.
That was such a good point mm-hmm. Because, you know, he's learning it and it's yeah. a lot of energy.
Yeah.
That's it for this My Crazy Office Overtime. Join us next time. In the meantime, we wish you the best of luck delegating.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.